The next patient is Susan Reifer. The last name is R E I F, like in Foxtrot, F like in Foxtrot, E R. R E I F F E R. Reifer. First name is U S A N. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that was admitted in the middle part of February of 2023 with a clinical picture of acute renal failure that we thought was related to a combination of long-standing diabetes mellitus, the treatment with metformin in the presence of renal failure, ACE inhibitors, and the concomitant administration of ibuprofen. Because of the presence of hyperkalemia, metabolic acidosis, emergency hemodialysis was done, and later on the patient recovered the kidney function and was discharged with a serum creatinine of 2.3. Interestingly, this patient doesn't have a significant amount of proteinuria. The patient went home and started to complain of weakness, tiredness, unable to do the activities of daily living, decided to go back to the emergency room, and she was found with a creatinine of 4 and a serum potassium of 5.7. Whether or not the patient was taking potassium supplementation at home is not known. Apparently, the patient went back to metformin, and that makes things worse. Because of the deterioration of the kidney function and the lack of explanation, we decided to perform a kidney biopsy. And in the light microscopy, there were 45 glomeruli, 21 of them were globally sclerosed, which is significant. And the immunofluorescence was negative, and the final diagnosis is that this patient has a diabetic nephropathy, class 3-4. That was a component of acute tubular necrosis. There is moderate to severe glomerulosclerosis in 52% of the cases, with an interstitial fibrosis of 30%. And that was moderate arterial and arteriolo-nephrosclerosis. The patient was placed on a plant-based diet, low sodium, and we tried to motivate the patient to avoid the excessive amount of fluid, no more than 45 ounces in 24 hours. She has been good doing that. In summary, we have a patient that is a CKD4 with a serum creatinine around 2, with a estimated GFR that is 21, and with a proteinuria that is around 100. Again, protein creatinine ratio is around 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. Even after changing the diet, we are getting spikes of hyperglycemia. The patient was given glipizide, and we want to add Tradjenta. The patient has a BMI that is 25.5. And for that reason, I don't think that she's a candidate for a SGLT1 inhibitor. And because of the decrease in the GFR down to 21 mLs per minute, she's not a candidate for the SGLT2 inhibitor or finerenone. Period. I emphasize to this patient the need to get help as soon as she gets up to Michigan from the doctor to get the blood sugar under control in order to be able to maintain the kidney function. Following number, the patient has anemia that is related to CKD. Following number, the patient has hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 132 over 69. Following number, aortic stenosis. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of Uloric. At this point, we are going to send copies of the chart for her to take to the doctors in Michigan, and we would like to know the progress of her disease, and we are going to give an appointment to see us next fall. Period paragraph. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalizations, biopsy, and laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, I spent 25 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.